This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has taken up further discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed the joint sitting of both houses on the 28th of last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is now replying to the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha. We now take you live to listen to the Prime Minister.
विकसित भारत के निर्माण की दिशा में ये दूसरा क्वार्टर भी उतना ही सामर्थ्यवान होने वाला है, उतना ही तेज गति से आगे बढ़ने वाला है। और इसलिए आदरणीय सभापति जी, राष्ट्र का हर व्यक्ति ये महसूस कर रहा है कि एक अहम पड़ाव पर हम पहुंच चुके हैं। अब न हमें रुकना है, न हमें पीछे मुड़कर के देखना है, हमें आगे ही आगे देखना है, से चलना है और लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करके ही हमें सांस लेनी है, उस दिशा में हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं।
Earlier proceedings of the Lok Sabha today witnessed continued disruption due to the opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the India-US trade deal. Amid the continuous uproar, the House adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament by voice vote. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed anguish over the behaviour of the protesting MPs, saying that Prime Minister Narendra Modi could not turn up in the House to deliver his reply on the motion of thanks due to the unruly behaviour of the opposition MPs in the House yesterday. The lower house today witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. In a setback to the Mamata Banerjee-led West Bengal government, Supreme Court today directed it to clear pending dearness allowance or DA dues owed to nearly 20 lakh state government employees. The court ordered the state to pay at least 25% of the outstanding DA arrears by the 6th of next month, reaffirming its earlier directions that had been pending for years. The DA dispute dates back to 2008 to 2019, with employees claiming they were denied allowances despite being legally entitled to it. The Supreme Court had earlier ruled in favour of the employees, but the state government failed to comply with the directives. In today's verdict, the apex court reaffirmed that the arrears accumulated over more than a decade must be paid. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today officially launched India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform, Bharat Taxi, in New Delhi. Bharat Taxi is India's first cooperative-led ride-hailing platform registered under the Multi-State Cooperative Societies Act 2002. The platform operates on a zero-commission and surge-free pricing model with direct distribution of profits to drivers, presenting an indigenous alternative to foreign investment-based aggregator platforms. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said the government is not entering the taxi services sector, but it is the cooperative that is stepping in. He added that the cooperative taxi service will support drivers, enhance their earnings and bring prosperity to them. India Today stated that ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion Indians is the supreme priority of the government. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said diversifying the country's energy sourcing in keeping with objective market conditions and evolving international dynamics is at the core of the government's strategy to ensure this. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to Kuala Lumpur on the 7th and 8th of February upon invitation by Prime Minister of Malaysia Anwar Ibrahim. Briefing media on the upcoming visit, Secretary East, External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said this will be Prime Minister Modi's third visit to Malaysia. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, dropped over 0.5% today. The Sensex lost 504 points to close at 83,314. And with that, we end this news bulletin.